And May, you might know, is SA's History Festival. It's not SA's History Month, but the History Festival. And joining us is the CEO of the History Trust of South Australia, Greg Mackey. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, and good morning to all your listeners over on the Eyre Peninsula.
And the Eyre Peninsula does have a very rich history. How is South Australia's History Festival marking that? Because it's certainly a contrast between the industrial history of Whyalla and the agricultural and aquacultural history of the Lower Eyre.
Yeah, well, across the whole of the state, and I will come to the Eyre Peninsula, there are over 600 events registered, around about a third in regional South Australia. That's across the entirety of regional South Australia, and around about a third from metropolitan Adelaide, and then around about another third from the capital city Adelaide and postcode North Adelaide. So it's a really, really great spread. And the Eyre Peninsula in particular has got a very dynamic and vibrant community of local history organisations and local museums, and a number of them are participating in the History Festival this year. We have a range of events, including pop-up exhibition of Bland Radio School and a PA system and valve radios that is at... it's come from Commission for Blackwood Primary School, and it's being exhibited over there. We've got Changing Whyalla, which is an exhibition of how Whyalla has changed over the last 120 years. So there's quite a Whyalla focus, but hopefully there'll be other opportunities further down the peninsula for people to engage with as well.
Certainly looking forward to having a look at the Port Lincoln Railway Station Museum with the changes in grain handling.
That's a fantastic museum.
Yes, absolutely. Speaking with Greg Mackey, the CEO of the History Trust of South Australia this morning. And Greg, something that people generally don't recognise is the importance of history on a localised basis. It's not all about the world wars and really what is perceived as the major events of world history. There are some very important local elements that end up changing the community quite a lot.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. All history starts locally. Even the events that we remember from school books or that we remember from movies or documentaries, at some point that experience, that event, those people were locals in their own community. And at the micro level of communities, and even more micro when you start to talk about families, family history is incredibly important. And it is through the story of generations that are shared from one generation to the next that we begin to feel a shape and a sense of who we are as people and who we are as a community and who we are as a society. So the granular, the local is just as important as the mega national and international forces of change in history.
And that's very important to remember with all those events happening up and down the Eyre Peninsula from Port Lincoln, Tumby Bay to Whyalla. Where can people get a little bit more information about the History Festival, Greg?
You can go to our website, which is festival.history.sa.gov.au, and the entire program of over 600 events is accessible there. It's a fantastically easy to navigate website. You can search by dates, you can search by geography, you can search by subject matter. There's lots and lots of different ways to slice the program up and access information.
Certainly looking forward to that. Greg Mackey, the CEO of the History Trust of South Australia, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
It's a great pleasure.